The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
It's the Ross Tucker Football Podcast.
Oh, yeah, it is. But it's not just any Ross Tucker Football Podcast. It is a Wisdom Wednesday. And back after a week off, we will have Andrew Brandt, Professor Andrew Brandt. So much to talk to him about. We rarely have breaking news that happens right before we start recording the show, but that's exactly what happened because the Patriots just released Stephon Gilmore. I've got a zillion questions with Andrew Brandt, the host of the Business of Sports podcast. I'm going to ask him momentarily. I must first, though, tell you, number one, we're presented by DraftKings. I love those dudes. Number two, it's a new week. Actually, it's already midway through this week. So we got Spread the Word winner via social media, sponsor confirmation email winner, which is a free Madden. And I got to check, but I don't believe I've gotten anybody to send in any sponsor confirmations to get the free Madden this week. Okay. I'll give it to my nephew. It's up to you guys. I love giving it away. Last week I said keeps. One guy did keeps. He got it. It was that easy. This week it's any sponsor. We'll have the YouTube shout out, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. We are racking. All you have to do is comment there. We're racking up the patrons at this point. Patreon.com/RTMedia. I think most of them just want to be able to see the even money bets in black and white from our guy Grades. But whatever. I see, even if that's your reason for becoming a patron, one of the Tuckheads, I see you guys commenting. I see you, Nicholas Nahorski. I see you, Connor Groff. I see you, Frank Agizio. I see all of you. And I really appreciate, love getting some fresh blood on our private Tuckhead Slack channel. And I love, last thing I want to tell you guys before we bring in Andrew, I love that you guys listen when I tell you guys about sponsors that I feel very strongly about, like Simply Safe. The system that U.S. News and World Report named the best home security system of 2021 just got even better. They've got a brand new wireless outdoor security camera engineered with all the advanced tech and security features you want and need. Ultra-wide, 140-degree field of view, 1080p HD resolution, 8x zoom. Let me just tell you, you don't even know how much you'll like having a camera outside your house until you have one. Like those of you that don't, those of you that already do, you know what I'm talking about. Those of you that don't, you don't even know how nice it is. You know, with packages and everything, you know, all the UPS, FedEx, Amazon, like it's real good to have a camera at your house. To learn more about the exciting new Simply Safe wireless outdoor security camera, visit simplysafe.com/Tucker. What's more, Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera by offering 20% off your entire new system and your first month of monitoring service free when you enroll in interactive monitoring. Again, that's simplysafe.com/Tucker. I'll tell you right now, if somebody sends me a Simply Safe in the next 24 hours, you'll be the one that wins the Madden. How about that? If I get a simplysafe.com/Tucker, next 24 hours, you win the Madden. It's Big Show time.
The Big Show.
All right, so Andrew, we take a week off every once in a while, and now there's a million things to talk to you about, just what the Cowboys and Patriots have done the last couple days. But first, I know everybody knows that you write for the MMQB, and you head up everything over at Villanova at the Morad Center. But what do you have on the Branch Rants? Because I saw it was released last night, but I didn't get a chance to listen yet.
I have the column at Sports Illustrated. I have our podcast. I have my podcast. I have my full-time job at Villanova. I have my Sunday 7 newsletter. But why not, Ross? I picked up another gig. So Thursday Night Football is now being moved from NFL Network to Fox. I'm not going to be on Fox. It's also being moved from NFL Network to Amazon. I'm not going to be on Amazon either. But Amazon owns a company that I just heard about a month ago called Twitch. And Twitch is hiring a few co-streamers to go along with the Thursday night game, comment, talk, analyze, insight, all those kind of things. I decided to do it. So I'm doing it. Starting tomorrow night, Rams v. Seahawks, you go to Twitch TV. No, wait. Twitch, Andrew Brandt Live on Twitch TV. Andrew Brandt Live. I will be there. I don't know how the tech's going to work, but we'll figure it out, Ross. And I'll be there in the box, just like I am here, talking about the game. And I'll answer all your questions. I got to talk for 3.5 hours. So here we go. Starting tomorrow night, I'm now working with Twitch to co-stream Thursday night games. Come listen to me. Come talk to me. Asking everyone to do it.
I love it, Andrew. What a great hire by Twitch. I hear about Twitch all the time. I've never done it. Well, I take that back. I've been on other people's Twitch channels, but I don't have my own. Maybe we should start to do that. Maybe we should start to do, post the show live. I don't know. You know, we can probably figure out a way to do that. I know a lot of people would love to watch youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL or listen live. So we that should, is something maybe, that we should absolutely explore.
I had to put in my list of potential guests, like the Mannings bring on guests, and I put you in there, Ross, whether you know it or not. So I'm hoping to get you on one of the broadcasts with me, and yeah, we can do our podcast right there during the game.
1,000%. Let me know when you need me. I would love to come on. I'd also love to get your thoughts. And by the way, everybody, Andrew's going to be on the Ross Tucker podcast every couple weeks, you know, about every other week. So make sure you subscribe to the Business of Sports podcast because you don't want to miss Andrew every week. I know a lot of you guys count on Andrew every week, but it does a couple things. Number one, it gives Andrew a longer runway on Business of Sports. And also, it enables us to have a couple different guests every once in a while during the season on the Ross Tucker Football podcast. So subscribe to Business of Sports. We'll still have Andrew every other week, maybe even more often than that. But we're going to give him a breather here sometimes so you can get all his content on the Business of Sports podcast. But thank goodness this is a day that you're here, Andrew. We got to start with the Patriots reportedly releasing Stephon Gilmore from PUP today. And I guess that's what I saw from Adam Schefter is the Patriots are up against the cap and they don't want to pay Gilmore anymore. I guess he's due like $5.5 million for the rest of the year. He had a $7 million salary, so he got whatever. He got 4/18 of that through the season so far. I got a lot of questions, but I'm going to start just giving you the blank slate on the Patriots releasing Stephon Gilmore this morning.
Yeah, I hope my reaction, as people know and follow me, is always going to be a little bit different than the mass. You know, the mass is, oh, my God, who's next, right? Everyone's going, you know, Tom Brady's calling. The Packers lost Alexander. They're calling. You know, I don't look at it that way. My first reaction, Ross, is what the heck did he not trade him? I mean, we can talk about his salary and we can talk about his injury and we can talk about all these things. But Bill Belichick, who seems to be one of the least emotionally attached coaches ever, who allowed Tom Brady to go through a long, you know, that's a whole nother story. But here we are. He lets this guy go. Forget about who he is. This every post I'm seeing about this, Ross, is this team's going to be interested. This team's going to be interested. Multiple teams interested. People rushing to call the Patriots. Why not trade him? That's, to me, that's the mystery here. Why not trade him? And for those thinking, well, Bill wanted to be nice to him and let him pick his team, I don't think so. That doesn't sound like Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick wants value. And I'm just guessing, Ross, third-round pick at least? Third-round pick? I mean, I don't know how this happens. I look at it from that point of view, the business of football. Why not get a pick?
So I understand that there'd be some complications with the trade in the sense that we don't know if he's recovered or healthy from the quad injury. And everybody knows he wants a new contract. That's why he's leaving New England in the first place. But I still have to think somebody would have traded for him. Or why don't they do one of those things, Andrew, where they let he and his representatives, you know, give them permission to seek a trade? Because then it's like they can work out the finances. He's on PUP, can't play for a couple more weeks anyway. Let him talk to the teams. Let his agent figure out the contract part of it. And then come back to the Patriots. Well, they'll give you a fit, like something, anything, right?
Yeah, and probably there was these negotiations over the weeks, even now, with the Patriots. And I get it. Maybe the Patriots decide, you know, this guy wants to be paid like X, pick a name, Jalen Ramsey, and we're not going to do that. So what are we doing here? Let's let him go now. I get it. I get all that. You know, for Patriots people, I get that. Okay, move on. But not get value. Exactly what you said, Ross. You can handle the injury and how much he'll play through percentage of play time, right? So pick a play time. If it gets, it's a fourth round pick, goes to a third, maybe a second, pick all those things. And then, of course, the contract. Like you said, this would be a two-part trade, which is not going to happen because they released him. But it, how much for trade compensation, how much for money? And, yeah, I think Gilmore's going to sign with a team that gives him a new contract, whether on the moment of the acquisition or soon. So it's a mystery.
Well, and even if I know they're up against the cap, but even if they just paid him the $5.5 million for the rest of the year, you know, he's probably get a really good contract next offseason, which would be a comp pick, unless they think they're going to be aggressive in free agency again and sign a bunch of guys and offset it. I mean, he seems like he's a comp pick guy.
Yeah, and this team spent a ton of money. And we talked about this, you know, because they went out so fast in a COVID down cap year, they overpaid, you know, for those two tight ends and Aguilar. It just seems like the market came down after those guys. It's curious because they overpaid for all these guys like Hunter Henry and Jonnu Smith and Nelson Aguilar. Yet here they are letting go. Some people think one of the top corners in the league.
Yeah, it's curious. The other thing that happened, I guess it's not going to be official till today, but the news came out last night. Andrew, Jalen Smith, the Cowboys are releasing him. I guess he's due over $7 million guaranteed this year, and they're just releasing. Now, they tried to trade him, but nobody would do it. That's a different situation.
Yeah, they must have. And this is one of those, you know, my saying sometimes, the best deals you make are the ones you don't. They went in early on this guy, gave him a huge deal. It just seemed a little early, right? And here we go.
especially given his injury history, they went in real early.
And I don't think, you know better than me, I don't think injuries have been the problem with him. I just think, you know, subpar play, and they're moving on. Here's the thing, Ross. There's reports that, well, he's got this injury guarantee next year, right? So that's part of it. So they don't want him getting hurt, so they have to pay him next year, which is $9 million or whatever. I don't know. I mean, I've talked to you about this before. The amount of times an injury guarantee activates, you can count on one hand in the 25 years, right? I've told you this before. Like Cam Chancellor with the Seahawks, I can't think of another one. I can't think of another, you know, where you just totally – incapacitated for the next year and the team's worried about paying you. And I, you know, that's overrated. So, I mean, yeah, probably into the factor of the Cowboys discussions, but I'm like, really worried about him being injured this year, who can't play at all next year, like a career ender. I don't think that's the reason.
Yeah, and what's interesting is I feel like sometimes some of these teams, Andrew, when they draft a guy like Jalen Smith off of that horrific college injury in the second round, and then I think it was his second year, he looked good. He was playing well. It's almost like, you know, as soon as they could give him that deal after his third year, it's almost like they want to pay him, A, to like reward him because the kid lost a lot of money with the college injury, but also to be like, show people how smart they are. Like, we took him and now he's good. You know, I am convinced, Andrew, sometimes the second contract is in part to like pat yourself on the back and or justify that you drafted the guy in the first place.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I mean, I think we have this three-year window where you can do contracts not until after 3 years in the league. And some teams rush right in. We talk a lot about quarterbacks, and Mayfield and Jackson still don't have those deals, but other positions too. This will be interesting because, like you said, they probably tried to trade him. And again, I don't get it with this one. Even with the money, Ross, you would think somebody would give a low-round pick, and that's better than just letting him go. So these moves, you know, are curious to me from the other side of the fence. Like, why are they not trading?
Well, so for Jalen Smith, you know, it's not going to be official till later today.
Yeah, maybe
that still might happen, where maybe they give him they redo his contract, give him a $5 million signing bonus or something. The new team has to pay him $2 million and gives a seventh round pick. You know, that something like that might still go down. I got to ask you, Andrew. It's funny because I thought this would be the lead item yesterday afternoon, but now we got the Jalen Smith and Stephon Gilmore stories. But I'm giving you a blank slate for Urban Meyer, man. I don't even know how to frame a question. So Urban Meyer, Shad Khan issues a statement. Urban Meyer apologizes. Just go, Andrew. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I talk a lot about it on my podcast as well, Ross. First thing is I recall all my times managing a team on Thursday Night Football. I did worry, you know, because after Thursday night, as you know, basically everyone's off till Monday, completely off, win or lose, completely off till Monday. So it's a mini buy. It's time to let loose and players scatter and disperse. And we see them back there on Monday, but I got some issues with that, but I never with a coach. So I can imagine the Jaguars front office hearing this or seeing this. I also worked in an age, as we talk about often, no social media. So I didn't have to deal with viral videos. But this is a problem, obviously. It's a problem, you know, personally with his family. That's, I don't think we venture there. On the Jaguars side, I look at it like this. People are saying, can they fire him? Morals clause, Shad Khan's strongly worded statement. They're not firing. You know, they're not firing him. I mean, listen, I think Urban Meyer had leverage in this negotiation 6 months ago where the Jaguars needed him more than he needed the Jaguars. So that applies to money. Reports are he's making like $10 million a year, which is, you know, more than most coaches that, and he never coached in the NFL. And that he probably has good language. So you need a lot of bad behavior. And when you have good language to activate a morals clause or for cause termination. So I translated that Shad Khan statement like, yeah, but he's staying, I'm not paying off tens of millions of dollars. So it hasn't gone well, as you know, but he's still coach. He's making his apologies. Of course, it's not a good look, but I give him this. You're allowed to throw off steam on a weekend where there's no game. I get it. Just a compromised position.
I guess the last one I want to make sure to ask you about today is just the Chicago Bears buying that land at Arlington Park in, I think, Arlington Heights. I think they spent a lot of money on it, Andrew. Like, is this happening or is this just a leverage play or is there a pretty good chance when their lease runs out? I guess somebody said 2026, the Bears will be moving to the burbs.
Yeah, you're right. It's bought. So they spent the money. But there's a chance. Now, a lot can happen, right, in 4 years. a lot can happen. But this is a leverage play, clearly. The Bears are not – I've said this, you know, no one can use L.A. anymore, right? So, and no one can use Vegas. What are they going to use? Nash? No, I mean, Austin? No. Toronto? No. St. Louis? No. So they're using the suburbs. They're using the suburbs. And it's something to watch. You know, I think they're trying to use the suburbs to get a better deal out of the city of Chicago for Soldier Field. Simple as that.
Kind of what I thought as well. Check him out everywhere, including Twitch. Tomorrow night, you must check him out. I'm sure you'll post the link on social media, right, Andrew?
Indeed. It's my account is Andrew Brandt Live, and I'll have the stream going an hour or so before the game. But come join me, ask questions. You know, we'll have an open forum just like we do here, but a much longer time.
Love it. At Andrew Brandt on social media, so you know everything Andrew is up to. Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks, Ross.
And thank you, 10,000 shorts. Oh, I've been telling you guys about these shorts all week. Literally was showing people last night at a dinner a picture of me in the 7-inch interval shorts with the liner because I love them that much. So these are people that like to work out a lot like I do. It's just so freeing. That's the key. The key is being able to be lightweight, breathable, durable. The versatile shirt they gave me is the same deal. Pick the shorts that are best for your training and then personalize it. They have custom liners and inseam options. There's a reason why they have 10,000 five-star reviews. It's a direct-to-consumer company. So no middleman to get you. So you get premium fabrics, trims, and techniques that other brands simply cannot afford because they're not direct-to-consumer. Free shipping and returns, lifetime guarantee, which is crazy. 10,000 is offering our listeners, that's you guys, 15% off your purchase. Go to 10,000.cc and enter code Ross Tucker to receive 15% off your purchase. That is 10,000.cc, enter code Ross Tucker.
Tuck's Takes.
Good morning, Ross. Lots of news from the Washington football team, both on and off the field. The team's going to be without tight end Logan Thomas and guard Brandon Sheriff for at least a few weeks. And head athletic trainer Ryan Vermilion under criminal investigation, reportedly for something unrelated to the team.
So a couple things here. First of all, Logan Thomas and Brandon Sheriff are two of their best players. So that's not good from the inside the white lines part of it. As for Ryan Vermilion, he was actually the assistant trainer for Washington in 2001 when I was a rookie. I know Ryan, and I think maybe in 02 he went to Carolina. I can't remember when he went to Carolina, but he was with Carolina for a while, and then he came back to Washington with Ron Rivera. Obviously, Ron Rivera had a comfort level with him, but they came in and they supposedly raided the facility. I'm assuming at some point we will find out more information about this. It doesn't sound good. I don't have anything negative to say about Ryan at all. So I'm very curious to hear what comes out there. I always had a great relationship with Ryan.
Tuck's Takes.
The Dolphins were busy yesterday as well, signing center Austin Reeder off the Saints practice squad and trading wide receiver Jakeem Grant to the Bears for a 2023 sixth-round pick.
You know, Austin Reeder is one of those guys I can never remember whether it's Reeder or Reiter. Did you look it up, Bri, or are you just going with Reeder?
I had a 50-50 shot, and I went with Reeder.
I honestly, as he started like every game for the Chiefs last year, he started the Super Bowl. I've called some of his games. You ever have like a name that there's just a mental block? Like before I do a Chiefs game, when he was there, like last year, I was sidelined for AFC Championship game, right? So I'm reading and I knew it was Reeder or Reiter, whatever, right? I think it's Reiter, but I'm not sure. I'm having a mental block right now. At any rate, he started a lot of games for the Chiefs. He started the Super Bowl. So with the Dolphins having Michael Dieter, not Austin Reeder, Michael Dieter on IR, they need Austin Reeder. They need a center. And so they scooped him off the Saints practice squad. And then Jakeem Grant feels like the Bears with Marquise Goodwin and Mooney. The Bears are trying to stockpile as many fast dudes as they can possibly get. It's very interesting.
Ducks takes.
And some other notes include the Cowboys cutting linebacker Jalen Smith, as you and Andrew already discussed. Bears running back David Montgomery reportedly out 4 to 5 weeks with a knee injury. Patriots putting left guard Michael Onwenu. Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, and left tackle Isaiah Wynn on the COVID list. And Jets safety Marcus May reportedly facing DUI charges from an arrest in February that was never disclosed to the team.
So we'll see what happens with Jalen Smith by the end of the day. But think about that. I don't know if his salary was guaranteed for this year coming into the year, or if it was guaranteed just because he was on the opening day roster week one. If it was just guaranteed because he's on opening day roster week one, it's a terrible decision by the Cowboys to have him on that roster. That's a $7 million mistake. You know, he only played four games for you. You didn't need him really in those games. You have Van Der Esch and Keanu Neal and Micah Parsons. So that one is, maybe they wanted to give him one more shot to see if he could play at a high level again, I guess. But I would have had him play in the preseason and saw whether or not he could still play at a high level before I had him on the opening day roster and blew $7 million. Jeez, why don't people blow $7 million on me? Blow it on, I can't play linebacker very well either, Cowboys. Give me $7 million to prove to you I am not very good at linebacker anymore. Although, ninth grade, junior high, 10th grade, JV, I was pretty good. Pretty good at linebacker. Made a lot of tackles. David Montgomery, that's a problem for the Bears because they really want to run the offense through him. The whole left side of the Patriots O-line. Now, if they are vaccinated, they might be able to be back and play on Sunday because it's the five-day deal if they just were a close contact. And that's why they're on the COVID list if they're vaccinated. If they're not vaccinated, it's 10 days no matter what. And then Jet safety, this is interesting because Marcus May, he's the guy that's been saying, oh, you know what? They should give me a new contract. I'm the Jets' best player. Well, now he's hurt. And now this comes up. Didn't disclose it to the team. That's not a good way to get. I mean, it's like he wanted them to give him this gigantic contract. So he didn't tell him that he had the DUI charge. That is a bad look, I would suggest to you, for Marcus May and his reps. Very bad look. Overcoming the odds, rewriting the playbook, delivering under pressure. The MVPs of small business lead their teams to victory all year long. Visa is proud to provide playmakers everywhere with more tools to help grow their business and help them achieve even greater success. Because the more people we can empower, the more we all win. Visa, a network working for everyone. Let's get to an email, Bri.
Ever wanted to ask an NFL player a question? Well, here's your chance. It's time to ask Ross.
The email address always is ross@rostucker.com. And if you ever have any proof you take advantage of any of our sponsors, Simply Safe, 10,000, AutoZone, which I'll tell you about in a second, just send me any type of confirmation that shows that you did that. Email me, ross@rostucker.com, and you can ask me any question you want. What do you got, Brian?
Hey, Ross, I recently used your promo code football to order flowers for my mom at 1-800-Flowers.com. Here's my question for you. Who are some little-known O-linemen you think that we should be paying more attention to? I often hear the phrase that football is won in the trenches, so can you let us know about some of the lesser-known linemen who are the unsung heroes of their teams? Also, who do you think is the best O-line in the league? Thanks for all of your awesome content. Been listening to your podcast for more than 10 years. That is from Zach.
Love it, Zach. So there's a lot. I guess I'm in that world, so I talk about these guys a lot So I don't know who's necessarily unsung or not. I don't feel like Rodney Hudson from the Cardinals has ever really gotten the credit he deserves for what he did in Oakland. That's one that jumps out to me. I think he's getting more attention now, but Jordan Mailata, the left tackle for the Eagles, who's been out the last couple games, big fan of Jordan's. I think people know him now, but Wyatt Teller for the Browns, their right guard, I'm a big fan of his. And I would say, to answer your question, Zach, I would say the Browns have the best offensive line in the league, because not only are their starters very good, but their sixth man, Chris Hubbard, might be like the best sixth man in the league. So the Browns have a tough, reliable, awesome offensive line, which is what you want your car to be, right? You want your car to be reliable, tough, but you got to take care of it. Just like Baker Mayfield takes care of the Browns O-line, you need to take care of your car. Thankfully, October is fall car care month, which means AutoZone is here to help you with your car's oft-forgotten upkeep and cleaning. This is literally the last thing I'm telling you guys today, because I want it to be on your brain as soon as you stop listening, and then you write down your to-do list, get my oil changed, or, you know, get my car tuned up, go to AutoZone, replace the cabin filters, whatever it is, right? I'm telling you this last, not, I won't do this every day, but I'm telling it to you last because I want this to be top of mind as soon as you're done. And I want you to make a note to yourself on your phone or on your to-do list. You want to have your car in good shape for the fall and especially the winter, especially if you live up here like in Pennsylvania or where there's bad weather. You better make sure the tires, the oil, everything, windshield wiper fluid. This fall car care month, show your car you care and start by shopping your way at AutoZone.com. And you guys know this is my favorite part now. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Hopefully, see that, that'll stick in your head now. AutoZone.com. Get in the zone, AutoZone. I think that's it. Shout outs are in order to Pizza Boy Brewing, Sporticulture, Vision Comics with an X, HumanHeadNYC.com. SteakhouseSports.com. Part one of the Fantasy Feast with Joe Dolan will be a little bit later today. And yesterday's college draft was epic, talking the Red River rivalry, Red River shootout, whatever they call it, Texas, Oklahoma, Penn State, Iowa. So listen to that. And of course, the Even Money podcast. I think a lot of you guys listen to that now. Anyway, I think we're done here.
Thanks for listening to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Fantasy Feast, Even Money, Business of Sports, and College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.
A lot of times on the show, I mention DraftKings. Here's what you need to know. You got to be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9 with it. By the way, if what I was talking about included a deposit bonus, doesn't always, sometimes it does. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough, and deposit bonuses are paid out in site credit.